Well, Danny, what's the verdict on what you've seen today?
Well, yeah, I have to say, I think we've saved up all our mistakes for one game. I think, you know, that defensively we were massively, you know, second best all the game in that respect. We've allowed too much space in all four goals. Are very, very poor goals, I have to say. And, you know, they'll say that they deserve the goals, which is understandable. But throughout the game, I think, you know, we were second best in too many areas, and that's cost us again.
Is this type of performance a shock to you today?
Listen, it shouldn't be a shock to us in one respect, because it does happen, you know, and it's how you respond is the best tonic. And again, we've got a great game now to bounce back on next week, you know, which is a very tough game against Brentford now. But in saying that, you know, we've got to do better than that anyway, you know, irrespective of that. You know, as I said, there's too many areas today. You know, we just weren't competing like we can compete and like we have competed in the last, you know, dozen games or so.
What have you said to them in the dressing room?
Well, I remind private, but I think it's fair to say that we're all, you know, a bit annoyed with each other, you know, in terms of how we've lost the game and the way that we've lost the game, more than anything. You know, if we've lost to, you know, in a team that's completely outplayed us or scored fantastic goals, you can only handle. But the poor goals from our perspective, you know, and I take nothing away from Stevenage. You know, they've played very well in terms of, you know, the commitment and the desire and the game plan that they've had, and it's worked for them. But we haven't competed in those areas which we have competed in, you know, many occasions these last few weeks.
It seems as though of all of the good things that have happened over recent weeks for Sheffield United, just stopped today.
Well, from our perspective, it's just a little bit of a, you know, a hiccup from that perspective. You know, we can't play like we have done for the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 games, and then play, you know, as bad as we did today for the next 8 to 9, 10 games. That's for sure. But it's a nice lesson to learn, you know, because I think if we get it when it's too late in the season to recover, it would have been a real kick in the so-called. But I think from our point of view now, you know, from us, we know, you know, what we haven't done well and where we haven't competed, and we've got to make sure we put it right next week.
In terms of your own game plan, injury, did that hinder that early on? What's happened to Murphy?
Yeah, he's got a hamstring. You know, it's funny, isn't it? You know, you think for 1 minute we'll get everybody back again, and then all of a sudden you're losing key players. But saying that, that wasn't the reason. I'm not taking anything away from the reason why we lost. It wasn't because of Jamie, you know, or making substitution, whatever. Throughout the team, we were second best today.
Is there any idea as to how serious that injury is? Is he available next week? Or
I don't know yet. He had to come off, you know, straight away. Like, so we couldn't even gamble with that. That's an injury you can't gamble with. So we're hoping he'll be available to us next week, but I'm not sure.
You tried to affect the change and obviously brought Fort on to give Kitson a bit more support up there.
Yeah.
It was clearly lacking in the first half. Mm-hmm. Do you feel this team at times plays better 4-4-2?
Yeah, of course we play better 4-4-2 because we know the system and we know how to play it, and we know manipulate the areas where we need to do. But I have to say, from that respect, you know, you've got to change it sometimes to try and get back in the game. But you know, you don't want to have those changes every week to try and get in the game. You know, maybe to try and win it, but not maybe to try and get back in it. And I think from there, you know, we play some good stuff at times. You know, believe it or not, and when we was on the game, on the ball, we played very well at pockets, but not enough. You know, we didn't. We didn't impress our game on them half as much as we have done in recent games. And like I said, you know, they've got about us very well. They've worked hard. They've closed us down. You know, you get the pitch like it is, and it's difficult to get the ball under control. But that's of no excuse. You know, but again, their game plan went very well.
I have to say, a couple of those brighter moments actually did come from McFadzean, didn't they, with some of the crosses he was able to get in.
I thought he was excellent when I came on, young Callum. You know, very positive. You know, we were talking after the game, and I thought he took the baton, you know, picked the baton up and took it to them. I thought he played very well in his spells, he did. So that'd be great for his experience, yeah.
You have to respond now. I'm sure you'll be looking for a swift one against Brentford next weekend.
Well, of course we will, yeah. It's a home game as well, and like I say, we've 9 games left or so, you know, and like I said, it's everything to play for.